Good evening, Audioboo. I was just browsing the BBC website and came across a story about a BBC event. The BBC is no stranger to reporting on itself. And this event was earlier this evening, 5:33, I believe it was, and it was to mark the first ever radio transmission 90 years ago. And in order to celebrate this, the frontman of Blur, whose name escapes me, I'm afraid, had composed, I use the word advisedly, composed this piece called 2LO Calling. 2LO was the call sign of the transmitter that the BBC used, and it's now apparently in the Science Museum in London. And without wanting to be too rude to Mr. Blur, or whoever commissioned this, or to the millions of people around the world who no doubt listened to the simultaneous broadcast at around 5:30 this evening, and presumably, maybe, possibly, thought that it was wonderful. I didn't. I'm glad I didn't know about it beforehand. I'm glad I didn't tune in, especially to hear it, because it was a load of rubbish, quite frankly. It was meant to be a combination of different sounds that evoke radio through the past 90 years, but it just seemed to be a load of sounds that were slammed together, no particular relationship to each other. There was a little bit of piano playing over the top of the pips towards the end, which didn't really do anything. For me, personally, I'm sorry, it missed the spot. There is, in my view, only one tune, only one piece of music which truly evokes radio and BBC radio. Apologies for my whistling here.